This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 18, the final week of the NFL regular season. And if you haven't joined our CBS Pick'em yet, what are you waiting for? It's the last week of the season. Go to our link in bio, sign up today for our CBS Pick'em. It's called the option. Currently, I have a 2-point lead over the lovely Rita Sanchez. D, you are in third. Foxy is 1 point behind. And Zach is coming on strong. We are all going to finish off strong. Let's see what you guys got. We have a Saturday doubleheader. 4:30 p.m. The 13-3 Kansas City Chiefs go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 6-10 Las Vegas Raiders.
Kansas City.
How about them Chiefs? It's not going to be close. Your AFC South Division Championship game. The 7-9 Titans go into Jacksonville to take on the 8-8 Jaguars.
Jags.
Jags take this one pretty easily. Joshua Dobbs is getting the start again. Mike Vrabel is possibly on his way up. Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m., the 8-8 Buccaneers at the 6-10 Falcons.
Oh, the Buccaneers.
It's going to be close. Falcons would love to play a little bit of spoiler. The Bucs are in. They have really nothing to play for at this point. They're still better than the Bucs. They're still better than the Falcons. So I'm going to take the Bucs. The 8-8 Patriots go into Orchard Park to take on the 12-3 Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one, right?
Yeah,
it's a tough one. I'm going to go.
I am taking the Patriots as well.
It's a tough situation.
How can you expect these guys to be ready to play mentally? Like, how do you expect them to be there? It's just a hard situation for them. And, you know, they were playing for seeding prior to the Hamlin situation, but the game doesn't matter now.
Why? You know? Wait, no, it does.
It does, but in the grander scheme.
Oh, in the grand scheme of life, yeah, nothing really matters. Yeah.
So, it's an uneven balance. This game means everything for the Patriots right now, and it means nothing for the Bills because their teammate is in the hospital.
Their mind is somewhere else.
Yeah, so I think the Patriots are going to take this pretty handily and punch their ticket to the playoffs. The 12-4 Vikings at the 3-13 Chicago Bears without Justin Fields.
Vikings.
Paper Tigers get another one. The Paper Tigers get another one. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the Bears will possibly get the number one pick off of this. At least the number two. We'll see what happens later on. But the Bears put themselves into excellent position.
No, Houston's going to get the number one pick.
We'll see. Let's get to that game in a second. The 10-6 Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Eesh.
Yes.
Eesh. Eesh. I actually think the Bengals are going to win. That's just because the Ravens are so injured right now.
I don't see how the Bengals can be mentally in this either.
I don't think they're going to be mentally in it, but the Ravens are awful. Awful.
The Ravens are, yeah, with Huntley and that gut buster.
They don't have anybody to throw the ball to. There's nobody to throw the ball to. They lost to the Steelers, for crying out loud.
The Steelers, you know, it's sneaky. It's very
listen, the Bills are playing a team that's fighting to get into the playoffs that's healthy and well coached, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
That's not what's happening in this other scenario.
No, but still, they're not the Bengals cannot be mentally in this and having to go back to that field where it occurred.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
That's traumatic. That's very true. It's very home. Good
point. Yeah, it's home.
It's your home, but it's the scene of your trauma. So
yeah, that's true.
I think that the Ravens are going to take this one. I think they're going to knock off the Bengals, but we'll see. The Ravens are very banged up. You're 100% right. And Huntley is not playing as well as he did last year to warrant the confidence that they have in him, but I just can't pick against the Ravens in light of what happened on Monday. I can't take the Bills and the Bengals. You can excuse it. It's understandable. I just can't see them. I just can't see them being mentally in it. The 2-13-1 Houston Texans go into Indy to take on the 4-11-1 Colts. See what I mean?
Awful.
See?
Texans. You're right.
See what I mean? With the immortal Sam Ellinger under center because Nick Foles got wrecked by Kayvon Thibodeau. I got to take the Texans too. Like, the Texans are playing. They're playing hard. You know? They don't know they're supposed to be tanking for the number one pick.
They're still going to get a good quarterback. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Number one, number two. Doesn't matter.
Because the Bears aren't going to take quarterback, so you're fine.
You'll still get your guy.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, Bryce Young or CJ Stroud or whoever. Well, don't be so sure because, you know, they took Darryl Stingley last year. Like, that was kind of like out of nowhere. Like, not a need, but they still took him. So Caserio kind of like does what he wants down there, so we'll see. But the Texans, I think, take this one. Oh, yeah. The 7-9 New York Jets at the 8-8 Miami Dolphins.
Jets.
This is my two bowls of shit theory. They're both on 5-game losing streaks. Who's gonna suck? Well, not necessarily. How many ties have we had this year? But I mean, who sucks less at this point? I'm going to go with the Jets because they actually have a competent quarterback. No offense to Skylar Thompson. I'm sure you're a fine young man. The 6-10 Panthers at the 7-9 New Orleans Saints.
Panthers.
This one's tough. In the biggest game of the year last week, the Panthers gagged it up. I'm going to go with the Saints. They seem to be on to something. They'll finish 8-9, and Dennis Allen will somehow keep his job. The 7-9 Browns at the 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers
are riding high right now. I'm with you. Kenny Pickett looks like a solid, competent NFL quarterback. They've got weapons. Najee Harris, solid. That defense plays. Deshaun Watson's in for a long day. We're into the 4 o'clock hour now. the 9-6-1 Giants at the 13-3 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles are playing for seeding. Giants are playing for pride. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think the Giants will play them tough. They'll hang on. They'll play scrappy football to the end. And they will take it home. The 12-4 Cowboys at the 7-8-1 Washington Commanders.
Boys.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? And what may very well be Ron Rivera's last game. Wouldn't surprise me at all. And wouldn't that be something if Coach Kaki goes there? It'd be interesting. The 10-6 Chargers at the 4-12 Broncos.
Chargers.
This would be the game that the Chargers lose. This would be it. If there's any game that the Chargers would lose, it's this one. They have playoff seeding already locked up. They have their spot, and they just lay an egg against the Broncos. But the Broncos are so terrible that the Chargers will play like shit and still win. I'm going to take the Chargers narrowly. The 5-11 Rams at the 8-8 Seattle Seahawks.
Hawks.
Go Hawks. How the mighty have fallen for the Rams. My goodness. The 4-12. Fuck them picks. Well, you got fucked this year. That's karma. The 4-25 continues with the 4-12 Arizona Cardinals at the 12-4 San Francisco 49ers.
49ers.
Niners easily end. This is it for Cliff Kingsbury. You heard it here first, guys. He'll be gone after this game. Why wait for Black Monday? They'll can him Sunday. And your Sunday night special, the last regular season game of the year, the 8-8 Detroit Lions at the 8-8 Green Bay Packers, the team that just will not go away.
Go, Pat, go.
Oh. I root for chaos. I want to see the world burn, and I want to see Detroit in the playoffs. I want to see the Detroit Lions in the playoffs at the expense of the Green Bay Packers, and I want to see the look on Aaron Rodgers' face when he has to watch Jared Goff celebrate. I want to see that. I want to see Aaron Rodgers' third eye open and the ayahuasca high. I want to see all of that happen. The Lions win this weekend.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.